Anti-Semitic incidents up 320% since Hamas attacked Israel, says Monitoring Group. By Breitbart London on November 28, 2023. Berlin, AP. A group tracking anti-Semitism in Germany said Tuesday that it documented a drastic increase of anti-Semitic incidents in the country in the month after Hamas attacked Israel on October 7. The RIAS group said it recorded 994 incidents, which is an average of 29 incidents per day and an increase of 320% compared to the same time period in 2022. The group looked at the time period from October 7 to November 9. Among the 994 anti-Semitic incidents, there were 3 cases of extreme violence, 29 attacks, targeted damage to 72 properties, 32 threats, 4 mass mailings and 854 cases of offensive behavior. Many Jews in Germany experienced anti-Semitic incidents in their everyday lives, and even those who weren't exposed to any anti-Semitic incidents reported feelings of insecurity and fear, said RIAS, which is an abbreviation in German for the Department for Research and Information on Anti-Semitism. RIAS said that 59 reported incidents related to homes or people's living environment. In the southwestern town of Gießen, 2 men forced their way into the home of an Israeli national to remove an Israeli flag hanging out of the window. Several Jews also reported that their homes were marked with Stars of David. In one of the most severe anti-Semitic crimes, a synagogue in Berlin was attacked on October 18. There was also a rise in anti-Semitic and anti-Israeli propaganda at universities in Germany, with a total of 37 incidents logged by RIAS. Jewish students reported cases in which fellow students blamed them personally for Israel's politics. Some of them stopped attending classes for fear of being attacked. The monitoring group said that during the time period analyzed, about 1 in 5 incidents, or 21%, was attributed to anti-Israeli activism. A further 6% can be attributed to Islamist background. 5% of cases were classified as left-wing/anti-imperialist, while the far-right and conspiracy ideology backgrounds each account for just under 2%, RIAS wrote. 1% of the cases could be attributed to the political center and less than 1% can be attributed to the Christian/fundamentalist spectrum. In 63% of all cases, the political background was unknown, the group added. While Germany's government has been one of Israel's staunchest supporters following the October 7 Hamas attack and the subsequent Gaza war, there were outbreaks of violence at several street protests, in Berlin especially. Jews in the German capital reported anti-Semitic hostility in grocery stores, on public transportation or from neighbors, and deplored that uninvolved bystanders often looked the other way instead of showing support. Berliners are called upon not to leave those affected by anti-Semitism alone, especially in everyday situations, said Ruth Hatlapa from RIAS. The report pointed out that since October 7, even more than before, Jews are once again trying to make themselves invisible to avoid being attacked. Jews are hiding signs and symbols, a cap over the kippah, the Star of David pendant under the scarf. They no longer speak Hebrew on the street, the report notes. Jewish life in Berlin has become less visible, less openly lived.